Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, we're going to read verses 13 through 19. When you find it, please stand in honor of God's Word. Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 19. The Bible says, "Now I would not have you you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, also even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you meet with us tonight. And Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we're needy people and we need to hear from you. And Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just use your word and convict our hearts and challenge us. And Dear Heavenly Father, whatever's needed tonight, I pray that you accomplish your will. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, a lot of times out in the world, you know, it seems like that the world thinks that everybody owes them a living. And, you know, sometimes we can, we as Christians, we can feel like God owes us a living, owes us different things as well. I just ran across this week with several different occasions where somebody thought something, they deserve something with an unreal expectation. And you know, the thing about it is that, there are people that are, well, just for instance, I looked up the statistic, 52% receive entitlements from the U.S. government. And the thing about it is I don't have a problem helping people, but you know what? What the problem is when people use that word entitlement, and the word entitlement means amount to which a person has the right, and a lot of people feel like they have a right to certain money without doing or doing anything to deserve it. And so the thing about it is that a lot of times nowadays world in which we live, a lot of people feel like they have rights to certain things that they don't really honestly have the right to. And the thing about it is for instance, there's people all over that are sponging off the government. Now, like I said, there are people that I believe that we should help, and there are people that need the help. But the thing about it is when a person that's able-bodied and there's no reason that they shouldn't work is just sitting at home watching television and doesn't get a job, the thing about it is that's wrong. And the government shouldn't provide, but you talk to a lot of those people, well, I deserve. And the thing about it is that sometimes we as Christians, we can do that too. We kind of feel like God is our genie in a bottle. And you know what? We can ignore God all we want, and then one day we need God, and so we're gonna rub the lamp and expect God to pop out and grant our every wish. And so the thing about it is when it comes down to it, this passage is so important because it kind of brings us back to reality a little bit, brings us back to the mind of Christ, if you will. And so here's the thing: is so many times we're prone to laziness as Christians, and we're prone to grumbling, and when all is not going well. But the contrast here is Paul. You know, I'll be honest with you. Over the last several months, I've learned so much from the life of Paul as far as the Christian life. And Paul, you know what the interesting part about here is? Paul thought that he owed the world something. And this is a huge contrast to what we just talked about. Paul, instead of feeling like he deserved something, he felt like he owed something. And Paul, he always sought to bring other men to the divine good news. And see, this is what I'm going to talk about tonight. I am debtor. And so Paul, in verse 14, the Bible says this: "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Now, a man in debt is somebody that's received something, right? And so here's the thing is, not long ago, one of my the bosses at work had seen me. It seemed like ever since veteran service happened, my cars were just breaking down right and left, and I couldn't keep the stupid things running. So one of my bosses came to me and says, "Listen, I've got a 2011 Chevy Traverse." He says, "I know you can't afford it, so I'm going to give you this car at a greatly reduced price." But you know what? We still had to go to the bank and we still had to get a loan. And so what happened was is I received the car and now I owe the bank that gave me the loan. You know, a lot of times we go in debt over several things. You know, a lot of times we go in debt over a car or we go in debt over a home. Some people go in debt over food and service that they render. And so here's the thing. It's probably not a great idea to go in debt over food if you can help it. But the thing about it is Paul had received something great. It's called salvation. And you know what? Paul's debt is not a debt of sin. Think about this for a moment. Because, you know, here's the thing is a lot of times we think, well, you know what? Paul could never pay back the sin. Here's the thing is if Paul was trying to pay back his sin, that would be work salvation. You don't find that anywhere in Scripture. What we find here is that the debt was paid at the cross and we could never pay back that debt. And so that's not what Paul was a debtor for. Paul wasn't trying to work back his sin debt because that was already paid. The slate was wiped clean. You know, I'm so glad that when I was saved as a young man in West Richland, Washington, that my debt was wiped clean. I didn't have to work my way to heaven. I didn't have to worry about being good enough to keep my salvation. The thing about it is my salvation does not rest at all upon me. I placed my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And you know what? Jesus Christ is the one that saves me and seals me and keeps me into the day of redemption. Here's the thing is, you know what? It's all on Jesus Christ. You say, well, what was Paul's debt? Paul's debt was a debt of gratitude. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. The Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, the thing about it is gratitude. It seems like gratitude is a thing that's slipping away in today's society. The term thank you. You know, the thing about it is a lot of times you go and you do something for somebody with the bus kids. I tell you what, you know, if you're looking for thanks and you're looking for gratitude, don't work with the bus kids. Because it seems like you won't get the thanks and the gratitude from the kids, and you won't get the thanks and the gratitude from anyone else. You know what? The whole reason you work with kids is because you're trying to do it because you're grateful for what you have been given. And the thing about it is you know what? Paul had gratitude after having been saved. Paul had received God's grace towards him. And you know, the thing about it is the Bible says, "Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift." And so what happens is you know what? Paul had received something wonderful, something awesome. And the thing about it is he was grateful for having received it. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. Imagine the great gift that God had given Paul. Imagine the great gift that God has given us. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2. For men, but here's the thing, this is the problem today is, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." You say, why are people not sharing the gospel today? We haven't decided that we owe the debt of gratitude. We're unthankful for what God has given us. You would say, well, who must Paul pay his debt? Well, look at what Paul says in verse 14. "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise." Now, here's the thing is when it comes down to it, the Greeks a lot of times were considered more of a politically involved group of people. They were wealthy. They were couth. They had manners and they had You know, they drank tea with their little pinky out, you know. And here's the thing, if they were kind of well put together people, but you talk about a barbarian, and here's the thing, is a lot of times these are uncivilized people. These are people that burp at the table. These are people that it seemed like they just, the manners weren't there. They didn't put themselves together. They were almost the total opposite. They're never going to be involved in politics because they're not in a group of people, they're not put together enough. But here's the thing is, and then also the Bible goes on to say, to the wise and the unwise. And so here's the thing is, who are the wise people? A wise person is someone who follows after God. They take the biblical wisdom that they read in the Bible and apply it to their lives. Who is the wise person? Or who is the opposite of wise? Or the unwise? Well, the Bible says that a fool is the opposite of a wise. And the Bible says a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so here's the thing, is just kind of allowing the Bible to define itself. I believe that a lot of times, you know what, we are debtor to the people who are well put together, to the common, to the couth, to the uncivilized barbarian, to the people who follow after God, and to the people who don't even believe God exists. You say, well, that pretty much covers everyone. True. And so here's the thing is, we owe a debt of gratitude to our Savior. But I think Paul here was trying to tell us that, you know, when it comes down to it, it's important to know who the debt must be paid to. For instance, if I owe the energy company money and I pay Charter Communications, I will be in trouble. Why? I paid the wrong person. You know, by the way, there are a lot of people who pay the internet bill before they pay the electric bill. And, I think that's the wrong thing to do. And, but anyways, here's the thing. If I paid the wrong person, if I owe Jack $100 and I give Aaron 50 and I give Brother Tyner 50, did my debt with Jack get, am I free of the debt to Jack? Absolutely not. I paid the wrong person. Right? And Jack's over there thinking, wait a minute here. I don't want my 50 going to Brother Aaron, and I don't want my 50 going to Jim. I want the 50 going to me, and I want the 100 going to me. But the thing about it is you know what? A lot of times when we have a bill, we send the bill to the address on the envelope or the address in the payment book. Our debt of gratitude must be paid in service to men. You say, how must this be true? Well, think about the good news. Who did God give the good news to? God doesn't need good news. He's God. He didn't need saving. You know what? It wasn't God's sin that Jesus Christ died on the cross for. Whose sin did Jesus Christ die on the cross for? It was mine. It was Brother Aaron's. And maybe even more so Brother Aaron's. No, just joking. But anyways, it was our sin that the good news was good news for. It was the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. It was the death, burial, and resurrection. Grace. God doesn't need grace. He is grace. He shows grace. Nobody needs to give Him grace. He's God. We need grace. And mercy is not getting what we deserve and getting the free gift of eternal salvation, receiving the good news. But grace is, not only do we not get what we deserve, you know what? We get something we don't deserve. We get to walk with God. We get to go to heaven. We get all these things. We get, you know what? We get answers to prayer. We get promises from God. And it's just like this. Even though I owe Jack $100, the thing about it is Jack's going around giving $20 to Aaron and giving $20 to... The thing about it is grace is something that is given without a reasoning for it that we don't deserve. We know Aaron doesn't deserve $20. And so, anyways, he's sitting there all alone looking like a lost puppy dog, so he's going to be the illustration a lot. And so here's the thing is, when it comes down to it, forgiveness. Once again, God doesn't need forgiven for anything. You know, I'll be honest with you, sometimes we get mad at God and we realize that we're mad at God unjustly. God doesn't need our forgiveness. God doesn't need forgiveness from anyone. He's perfect. He's sinless. He hasn't sinned. Who needs it? We need it. Because it seems like prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. I tell you what, it seems like so many times we fail God. We fail to do what we know we should. And sometimes we find ourselves doing the things that we shouldn't do. And the thing about it is, you know, who needs forgiveness? I need forgiveness. You need forgiveness. We all need forgiveness. God doesn't need forgiveness. So how do we minister to the needs of Jesus? Well, through His hunger. The thing about it is you'll find plenty of people out in the world that are hungry. The biggest hunger that we need to worry about is spiritual hunger. His heartaches and His tears. The thing about it is you'll find plenty of people that are heartbroken. You know, I remember one time Jack Hiles used to say, and I might have got it just a little bit wrong, but he says, you know, he would talk to the preacher boys. He said, listen, if you'll learn to preach to broken hearts, you'll never want for people to preach to. Because the thing about it is, listen, there are many people that have a broken heart. And we need to be ministers to those people who have a broken heart. His wounds. Many are hurting and bleeding now. You say, how does this make sense? How is it that we owe a debt of gratitude and that we give it to the service of men? Well, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 40. The Bible says this in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brother, ye have done it unto me. And so when it comes down to it, the reason we're ministering to the needs of the hungry is because, according to the Word of God, it's like we're ministering to Christ Himself. And so the thing about it is we owe a debt of gratitude, and the bill is due to everyone. And see, the thing about it is Paul says he was ready to pay his debt. The Bible says, I am ready. And he also goes on to say, so as much as in me is. The thing about it is the Bible talks about that even though we are to owe no man anything, we understand that we are to pay our debts as we are able. You know, many conditions bring debt about, but ongoing debt is not understandable when we have the ability and the resources to pay them, but will not. Just like Jack here lent me $100. Well, he's free with his money. So Jack lends me $100. And Jack is expecting me to pay that $100 back. Right? And so all of a sudden I tell Jack, hey, listen, buddy, thanks for lending me that money. I can't pay you right now. He says, all right, pay me as soon as you can. I want my money. Right? And then I go out and I leave church and I go out to eat. And I spend about $50 making sure my family goes to a buffet. And then I leave the buffet, and I go over to the mall, and I start buying new clothes and new shoes and all kinds of stuff. Jack's going to wonder, I thought he said he couldn't pay me. But the thing about it is I had the ability to pay him, I just wasn't willing to. Paul says, I am willing and I'm ready. He says, you know what? I am going to take and I'm going to live my life with a debt of gratitude. You know what? I have the ability to pay this debt back. You know what? I have the ability to minister to the hunger. I have ability to minister to hurting hearts. He says, I have the ability. My debt is to the Greek and to the barbarians, to the wise and the unwise. And he says, listen, I have the ability to minister to those people. I have the ability to share the gospel with them. I have the ability to share with them the relationship with Jesus Christ. And he says, listen, I am ready and I am willing. And you know what? So much as in me is, he says, you know what? I'm going to attack this thing full force. I'm going to give it my all. He says, listen, my gratitude is not one of just words. My gratitude is one of actions. He says, you know what? I'm going to minister wholehearted to the Greek. I'm going to minister wholehearted to the barbarians. I'm going to minister wholehearted to the wise. I'm also going to minister wholehearted to the unwise. This is why at Calvary Baptist Church, we have so many ministries. We have ministries to nursing homes. The thing about it is I'll be honest with you, many people don't understand, why would you minister to the nursing home folks? They can't contribute. Why? Because I owe a debt of gratitude to my Savior for what He's done for me. You know what? I was nothing when He found me. I was nothing when He saved me. But you know what? Praise God, He saved me and He took me from the guttermost to the uttermost. And the thing about it is we shouldn't be looking for what they should give to us. We should just be looking at, hey, I owe a debt of gratitude. And you know what? The Bible says that I owe it to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and the unwise. I shouldn't be prejudicial. You know what? Hey, bless God. I need to take and I need to minister to everyone that I come in contact. He says, you know what? I am willing and I'm ready and I'm going to give it my whole heart. Paul was saying, listen, there are so much that I have to accomplish. There's so much. He said, I'm so grateful to the Savior who saved me. Think about this for a moment. Before I was saved and before you were saved, we were on our way to hell. You know what? There's so much. Here's the thing is we owed a sin debt that we could never pay. And you know what? Christ paid that on the cross. He didn't charge us anything. We didn't have to work. We didn't have to pay. God gave us everything. You know what? God gave us a relationship. God gave us everything. And you know what? We didn't deserve it. Out of gratefulness, we should serve God. But if you look at verses 18 and 19, the Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and righteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." Why is the wrath of God revealed? From heaven against all ungodliness, who laid truth in unrighteousness. Who has the truth? Those that are saved. So basically, the thing about it is when we look at this passage of Scripture and dissect it, it's revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man. So basically, those who held the truth in unrighteousness were those that are saved. Against ungodliness and unrighteousness. They owed a debt they were not willing to pay. They held the truth and they refused to share it. They refused to pay their debt of gratitude. They either were selective on who they shared it with, or they just decided that, you know what? I don't owe a debt of gratitude. The thing about it is I'll be honest with you, when we lose our gratitude for salvation, we lose our desire to work in the church. We lose our desire to praise His name with singing. We lose our desire to praise God and to be used by God. Why? We think that we just do God a favor by showing up and occupying that little space on the pew. The thing about it is we don't realize all that we were saved from and all that we were saved for. See, the thing about it is one thing that we owe a debt of gratitude for is not just the fact that He saves us, but that God has a plan and a purpose for each one of us. And the thing about it is there's not one person in this room who God doesn't have a plan for. I think about Veterans Service. There's so many people that God used and is in a great way. Think about a couple that every year so far, they have been faithfully putting stamps and putting labels on it and organizing that. Here's the thing is there's so many people here at this church that have decided, I want to be used by God. And the thing about it is when it comes down to it, why are they doing that? Because they realize that they owe a debt of gratitude and they want to be used by God. So in conclusion, let me just ask you, are you ready? Are you ready for what God has for you? Are you ready to pay for that debt? Are you willing? See, the thing about it is each one of us are able. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. But you know what? The question is are we grateful? Do we feel like God owes us a living? God owes me an easy Christianity. God owes me to not get out of my comfort zone. God owes me good health. God owes me And you fill in the blank. Or do we say, you know what? I can't thank God enough for all that He's given me. And you know what? Anything short of hell is a blessing from God. The question is are we ready and are we willing? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for this challenge from Paul. And dear Heavenly Father, I really believe that the message from Paul is such a strong one because he proved with his life that he was willing and is ready. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at the life of Paul, even stoning him didn't stop him. That nothing stopped him. And that he was just wanting to be used by God, and he was truly willing to minister to the Greek, to the barbarian, to the wise and the unwise. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You just help us to have this grit in our craw that Paul did. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You help us to have this gratefulness to You that Paul did. Dear Heavenly Father, I can't thank You enough for all that You've done for us. I can't thank You enough for all that You are. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much for salvation and Christ dying on the cross. And dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You help us to use that gratefulness to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen.